Rave Radio. Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
It's Friday, March 1st, and the Digital Signage Expo just ended yesterday, and as promised, I want to talk to you about the two things I saw on day two that I thought were the coolest things at the Digital Signage Expo here in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is the 2013 version of the show. It's the largest show they've ever had, and congratulations to the show management. I shot two videos that I want you to take a look at. If you go to ravenowdse.com and you do a search on both of these that I'm going to talk to you about, you can watch them, or I'll also link them in this podcast description. The first is something really cool, but before I tell you about it, I want to thank Mitsubishi Electronics for being a sponsor of Rave Radio and all of our Rave Radio podcasts. You can check them out at MitsubishiElectronics.com. I want to talk to you about a company called Perch. This is a brand new company. You probably never heard of them, but it's a very easy way to get into retail digital signage, interactive retail digital signage. Prior to Perch existing, what they do would cost in the range of $20,000 to $30,000, but they brought that cost down considerably with a product that basically allows you to add projection technology to static items. So, for example, the demo that I want you to watch, if you go to ravenowdse.com and go to the video section and search Perch, P-E-R-C-H, you'll see the demo where they're actually using a table where they're projecting from above onto a white table, and there are items placed on the table, six or eight items. In this case, they demoed tennis shoes or running shoes. And as you, there's a projection around, there are graphics around each of those items that are sitting on the table to describe what those products are. As you lift the product off the table, the projection changes, the projected image changes to describe what the item is and more statistics and specs about the product. So it's a way for you to get into retail digital signage, interactive retail digital signage, very inexpensively. Second one I want to talk to you about is from a company that you've all heard of, and that's RP Visual Solutions. They, in this case, I'm going to link this video because it might be a little hard to find, but you can go in and type RP in the video search, and it'll be the first video that comes up. Basically, it's a rear projection cube that they built, a multi-sided cube, but they used one projector to actually do it, and it looks amazing. They didn't use four different projectors to project on each wall of the cube. They used just one. So they did some image mapping with the projector. It's pretty amazing. I want you to check this out because they do these things custom ordered. And you can go to ravenowdse.com and check these two products out. They're the two hottest products I saw on day two of the Digital Signage Expo. This is Gary K with my Daily Rants and Raves. Thanks for listening.